We're finishing up Siman Tov Mem Ches, finally finishing up Sif Gimel. The Chaber says, if you give the chametz to a non-Jew as a gift on condition that he return the chametz back to you, that does not work. The Mishnah Berurah says, obviously you're giving it to him to return to you after Pesach, but still, even though in general we have a rule that a matana masa achzir is considered to be a matana as long as he gives it back to you. Nevertheless, here the Chachamim required a complete matana to be given because we are more strict by chametz. B'di'eved, if you did give matana manasa achzir and he returned it to you, whether it's matana or not, is a machlokas achron. The Ksos HaChoshen points out that we don't really need the Mishmatei Tanaim, even though in general when it comes to making conditions you have to have certain rules like Hein Kodem Lalav, things like that, Tanai Kafel, but on all those rules they don't apply. If you don't make those, if you don't fulfill those rules, the Matana still exists and still goes through. The Shaar HaTzion writes, the reason that Mishum Chumer de Chametz, where Machmir and say that Ramataman al Sahachzir doesn't work, is because since you're not giving the Chametz, since you're giving the Chametz to the non-Jew in order for him to return it to you, it does not look to the people around you as though it belongs to the Nachri. Rather, everyone thinks that the Chametz still belongs to the Jew, and that's why it is not, that's why we're Machmir and say that Ramataman al Sahachzir does not work. Some interesting points just related to Matama Nachsir. First of all, if the item that you give as a Matama Nachsir gets lost or gets destroyed or something like that, the Mishnah Berurah says that most poskim hold that it won't help to return the money instead of giving back the actual thing. And actually, you cannot fulfill a condition, and the Matana is not a good Matana. Another point discussed is if the person doesn't actually give back the item, but you have to go and take the item back from them, the Ber Halacha isn't sure if that's called a kiyum of the Tanai or not, since it's Matama Amanas Lahachzir that the guy has to give it back to you, not that you have to go get it back from him. Sif Dalet, Rasha Yisrael Lomar Lein Yehudi B'Shal Chamishas HaKodem, a Jew is allowed to say to a non-Jew during the fifth hour on Erev Pesach or earlier, Ach Atalokeh Chametz B'mana Kachum Asayim, instead of purchasing this Chametz for me for 100, purchase the Chametz for me for 200. Shemet Starich V'Kachenu Mimcha Achar Pesach, in case I need to buy it back from you after Pesach, and you'll make some money off of this. Avalo Yimkor Lo V'Lo Yitin Lo Al Tanai, but you can't make an actual condition when you sell it to him or give it to him. And if you did make a condition, then you violate Balyamatza. You just need to say it as buy it from this because maybe I'll take it back, but not that you have to give it back to me if I want it back. The Mishnah Berurah explains what's going on over here. Is it's not that there's a problem with making a tanai in general, Mishum Chumer de Pesach. Besides from that, There's two different issues. One issue is, we don't want you to make a tanai whenever you sell the chametz, mishum chumer de Pesach, because we're more strict by Pesach when we want it to be a matana gemura, a true present, a true gift, a true sale, etc. The other issue the Mishnah Berurah points out is there's a difference between making a tanai when you say im and making a tanai when you say almanas. If you say im, such as, if you do this during Pesach or after Pesach, then the chametz is given to you, or sold to you, so then the entire time that he hasn't fulfilled the condition yet, the chametz still belongs to the seller, and that's a problem. You then violate Bayer HaBalyamatzeh for owning the chametz on Pesach until the condition is fulfilled. However, says Mishnah Berurah, if you say, Hareini nosen l'chamei achshav amanasha tasa davar ploni, I'm giving it to you, I'm selling it to you, starting from now, as long as you fulfill this condition, so then the chametz already belongs to the non-Jew immediately, as long as he fulfills the condition afterwards, and you would not violate Bayer Balamatze. The only problem with that situation would be, Mishum Chumer de Chametz, we say not to do it. However, the big difference is whether you violate Bayer Balamatze or not. If you use Im, so then you're violating Bayer Balamatze. If you use Amanas, so then even though we don't want you to do it because we want it to be a Mechira Gemura, a clear sale, you don't actually violate Bayer Balamatze if you make such a condition.